All right, we're in the middle of discussing Kinyan Shtar. And specifically, the Machlokes Rashi and the Rashba, which we began with yesterday. Let's just chazer clearly where Rashi and the Rashba fit into the sugya. Make sure we have the foundation. If we have the foundation, we'll be able to nasliach with the mafarshim. So you have to have the foundation clear. What is the Gemara saying? That the Gemara wants to know if shtar works by kedusha. That's the nidain. The nidain is, does shtar work by kedusha or not? So the Gemara says shtar works by kedusha from a kal v'chaymer. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says no, it's not a good kal v'chaymer. Ma le shtar she'ein paidin by hegdash u'maisa she'ein. You want to say, in the kal v'chaymer, you wanted to say shtar is an easy kinyan, because we see it's mighty, it works by gittin. But take the whole kal v'chaymer is gebayt on an assumption that shtar is an easy kinyan. A shtar is a kinyan which works. So, frak the Gemara, shtar is not an easy kinyan. Shtar is not a kinyan which works all over the place, because you see it doesn't work by hegdash u'maisa she'ein. So that's the pirchan the kal v'chaymer. So what are we comparing? We're comparing the shtar of kiddushin, of getting the kiddushin, to the shtar of ma'aseh she'ini and hegdash. Right? We're saying that shtar that the sugya is talking about, that you want them to say this sugya, shtar is an easy kinyan, that's why it should work by kiddushin. It's a kal b'chaymer, right? Shtar is kal, it's easy kinyan, should work. So the Gemara, no, nothing doing. We see it doesn't work by hegdash and ma'aseh she'ini. So the aside, before we go into Rashi, the Rashba, everybody, you just have to bear in mind that that's the Gemara. The Gemara is comparing. You want to say shtar works by kedushin? No, you see, shtar does not work by hegdash u'maisa she'ini. So shtar is not an easy kinyan. That's the Gemara. This is the Gemara. Now I'm going to start talking about what type of shtar we're talking about. But I've noticed in talking about it with a lot of you during Seder that this Nekuda is potential to confuse people. Okay, there certainly are other types of shtaras in the Vel. There are all kinds of shtaras. But we're learning this sugya is comparing a shtar of Kiddushin to a shtar of Ma'aseh She'ini, and we're saying that you can't say shtar works because it's an easy kinyan, because we see it doesn't work by Ma'aseh She'ini. So we're comparing these two shtaras. The Rashba and Rashi argue as to what type of shtar should work. As it was saying, it doesn't work. But what's the type of shtar that we would have thought works by hegdash or ma'aseh she'ini? That the Gemara is saying, you see, it doesn't work. Rashi says, what type of shtar are we talking about, which does not work by ma'aseh she'ini and hegdash? So the top Rashi says, in kosaf l'gizber shtar al ma'is pidyon hegdash. We're talking about what we call a shtar hischaivus, a shtar of obligation. He goes to the gizbar. Does he owe the gizbar anything? He doesn't owe him a thing. He comes to the gizbar, and he tells the gizbar, I want now to start owing you something. I want to be able to take the hegdish and pay for it. But I want to pay for it not with kesef. I want to pay for it with shtar. Which shtar? So Drashi, a shtar that says, I owe you, I owe Hegdish, I hereby owe Hegdish $100 from now, as of now, and now I'm going to take the $100 item out of Hegdish. That's Rashi Shita, that's the shtar that the sugya is talking about. Shtar is chayvus. You come to the gizbar and you tell the gizbar, I'm now hereby obligating myself $100. The Rashba learns, no, we're not talking about a shtar is chayvus. The Rashba learns that we're talking about a shtar that you come to the gizbar and it has nothing to do with kesef. You go to the gizbar and it's just a shtar. The shtar says, Hare hegdish zu padoi, this hegdish should hereby be padoi, and you want to give it to the gizbar and tell the gizbar, here is this shtar, and by giving you the shtar, the hegdish is hereby padoi, with kinyan shtar, and now I can take the hegdish. That's how the Rashba works. So as soon as I said the Rashba yesterday, everybody upset. I mean, obviously, well, what kind of business is this? You go over to Hegdish, Yishkayach, you give Hegdish a piece of paper that says Hegdish Upadri. It's like, it's not such a, it's a good deal for the person getting it. I mean, he doesn't, no money, no nothing. You just write, Harei Hegdish Zepadri, you give it to Hegdish, and you take the Hegdish. Like, what kind of havamin is the Rashba have that that should work? So this is the problem that we're going to have to explain what's going on with the Rashba with Harei Hegdish Zepadri. What kind of business? You could pick up the head and you say, Harei Hegdish Zepadri. It's a very strange thing. That's the problem with the Rashba Shita. The problem with the Rashba Shita is it seems to be illogical that there should be any havamin in the world that you can go to Hegdish and write such a shtar. That's the problem with the Rashba.
There's no amount in it?
What?
There's no amount in that shtar?
There's no amount, the Rashba says. No mishaivus of mammon, nothing. Just like when you get married to a woman. What do? You say a shtar. Harei abukatesh is libishtar zu. There's no money. Tell the woman, Harei abukatesh is libishtar zu, you give it a shtar. So same thing by pidyon, he says, you say, Harei hegdish zepodah, you give it to Hegdish, and you get the Hegdish. Like, so Gemara says, it doesn't work. What's the havamina? It should work. Very strange. What's the havamina? It should work. So that was the problem with the Rashba, and hopefully we're going to come back. We'll start with Rashi. And we'll get back to the Rashi. What was the problem with Rashi? Rashi says, what at first glance is the more logical of the two pshatim. Rashi says that you go to Hegdish and you say, look, I have no money, I'm short on money, but I'll write you a shtar as chayvus. I'll write you a shtar that I owe you the money. And with that, I want to be paid the Maaseh Sheni. So why doesn't that work? Because there's a kasev, a kasev, a kasev, a kamlai. I would think it would work. So the pasuk says, no, it doesn't work by Maaseh Sheni. So Rashi is better than the Rashba. We understand why there'd be a havamin that works. At least it makes more sense. The kashas on Rashi, I started to tell you yesterday, there are two kashas. We didn't get to the second. The first kash is the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba's kasha on Rashi is that Rashi is saying the Gemara is talking about Ishtar Hischaivus. Ishtar Hischaivus. What do the words Ishtar Hischaivus mean? It means a shtar through which I now become chayiv. I create a chiyuv with the shtar. That's Ishtar Hischaivus. Where I didn't owe money before, and by writing the shtar, I now owe money. Usually an IOU is different. IOU, you lend me money, so I already owe you the money. Now write a shtar. That's not a shtar eschaivos, that's a shtar raya. I owe you the money, why? Because I borrowed money. The shtar is a proof, or I bought something. So I'm writing a shtar that I owe you money. That's not what Rashi's talking about, that's a shtar raya. Of course there's such a thing. Rashi's saying a shtar, whereby writing the shtar, I now hereby owe you money. I go to Hegdish, I say, I hereby owe you money with the shtar, and I give you the shtar for the Hegdish. Frek the Rashba. Shtar is chayvus never works. There's no such thing. You can't take a shtar and be mechayiv yourself. There's no such thing. What does that mean? So I'll give you a practical marshal. Let's say I decide I want to give you a matana. Let's say I walk over to you and I say, listen, I'm going to give you, I don't have money with me, but tomorrow morning I'm going to give you a gift, $100. So you're very happy. Next day, you come over to me, I say, I changed my mind. Am I allowed to change my mind? Am I chayiv to give you the money if I said so? No chayiv. Just because I said I'm going to give it to you? It's not nice. Not nice to say I'm going to give it to you and change my mind. But people like to change their minds. No, they're in changing your mind. So I said, I'll give you $100, and then I changed my mind. I don't want to give it to you. Nothing wrong. What? What about if I wrote it down? What happens if I wrote to you a shtar? I said, listen, I really want to give you $100. I don't have it. I write down on a piece of paper, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100. And I give you the piece of paper. That's a shtar eschaivus. Does that work? It seems that Rashi holds that normally it works. That normally a shtar eschaivus works. And by Hegdish and Maaseh Sheni, we have a Chiddush that it does not work. That's what it seems from Rashi. In fact, the Rashba It's not true. There's no such thing as a shtar hischayvus working. And I'll prove it to you from a Gemara. The Gemara says in Bechairis, Daf Nun Aleph, that if I go over to a kayin, I want to be paid to my son, and I tell the kayin I don't have chamei shkolim, I write a piece of paper, I says, I hereby owe Pliny HaKayin 5 shkolim, and I give Pliny the kayin, I give him the shtar. So the Gemara says that it's not a pidyon haben. It's not a pidyon. It can't be paid that way. Zakt, the Rashba, we see from that Gemara, that shtar is chayvus is not considered giving money. It's not considered that I gave the money. So from there, the Rashba wants to learn l'chol ha-Torah kula, that there's no such thing as shtar is chayvus, no such thing. And Meila, the whole Rashi is a Shver Rashi. Why? What kind of Shtar Eschaivus? What kind of a... The Rashi is saying, Shtar Eschaivus doesn't work. Ah, Chiddush, it doesn't work by Hegdish. It doesn't work by Hegdish. It doesn't work anywhere. It works no place. So you can't say that Mal Shtar Shein Poyden by Hegdashis. Of course, this type of Shtar doesn't work. It doesn't create Eschaivus. So the whole Rashi that was showing Shtar Eschvach, because Shtar Eschaivus doesn't work, there's no such thing as a shtar eschaivus. That's not the sugya. Our sugya is talking about hariat mukadeshes with a shtar. We're not talking about creating a eschaivus of mammon. Eschaivus of mammon never works. So it's not a din in hegdish, not a din in ma'aser sheni. It's not a gzeres hakasav and nasa hakesav hakamla. It just never works. Okay, good. Why?
Because not by ma'aser holds something,
and you're giving them a piece of paper that says you can give them back. But by Shtar Chayvus Tamar, you say to someone, "Chayvus for money, which would work." Why? I mean, you know, if you want to. All right, you're asking two things. You're asking that maybe Pidyon Ben is different, and that's the Mahalach that Tzaisen Beis Halevi are going to go on, although we'll have to explain it. And you're asking the second thing, logically, why shouldn't the Shtar Chayvus work, which really we really have to go into. The two separate issues, we'll touch on both. Okay? But, again, that's the first Kasha on Rashi. The Rajba's first Kasha on Rashi is that what in the world are you talking about, Rashi? The Gemara says, Shtar Eschaivus never works. No such thing as a Shtar Eschaivus. That's the Rajba's first Kasha. That's the first Kasha on Rashi, which is the Rajba's Kasha. There's a second Kasha on Rashi. And this kasha is asked by Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon. They both ask that even if Rashi's right and it works, even if you're right, and everywhere else Shtar Eschaivus does work, but why does a Shtar Eschaivus work? Because I'm a chayiv myself money. We'll say that Rashi holds, and that's Taka Rashi Shita, that a Shtar Eschaivus, normally, if I go over to you and I say, I hereby give you $100, and I give you a Shtar, it's chal. Why? It can make me owe you $100. Frech Rebbe Chana, Rebbe Shimon, if I'm giving you a Shtar that says, I hereby owe you $100, that's not Kinyan Shtar, that's Kinyan Kesef. If it works, why are you taking it in exchange for Hegdish? Or why are you taking it in exchange for Karka? Because Kinyan Shtar? That's not Kinyan Shtar. If you hold it creates a Eschaivus of $100, so you're doing it with $100. You're not doing it with Kinyan Shtar. Shtar is the way you make yourself owe money. But the Kinyan is not happening because the person's getting the Shtar. The Kinyan is happening because the person's happy to get the Eschaivus of $100. So even if Rashi is right, that there is such a thing as a Shtar Eschaivus, and even if Rashi is right, that a Shtar Eschaivus could work to make Kinyanim, but that works because it blinds Kesef, because it's a value to the person receiving it. If it has a value to the person receiving it, so that's not Kinyan Shtar, that's Kinyan Kesef, and the Shtar is the vehicle through which you're giving him, you're making a Eschaivus of Kesef. So every shtar that creates a schaibis is always kinyan kesef. When do you have kinyan shtar? What's kinyan shtar? Hare at mukadesh asli b'shtar zu. There's no kesef. No kesef. You are mukadesh with this shtar. I'm not giving you a ring. I'm not giving you anything. That's shtar. Or if I say a field, hare sodeh zu shelcha. That's true. Every kinyan only works if they're willing to accept it. But the taich of kinyan shtar. Kinyan shtar means that you're kind of through the shtar, not through the money of the shtar, right? Not through the money of the shtar, right? If I want to buy a field, and I go over to someone, I want to buy a house, I'll buy it with a savings bond. I have a savings bond, I'll give it to you, I'll buy it. That is buying it through shava kesef. Savings bond is worth money. Savings bond doesn't say anything about the field, anything about the house, anything about kinyan. That's shava kesef. I want to buy it with shava kesef. That's not kinyan shtar. Because the person's mind is not on the shtar, it's on the value. So it's the same thing here. Shtar is chayvus, the yeskan Rashi, that that's not kinyan, that's not kinyan shtar, that's kinyan kesef. So the kesha is that even if you say that it doesn't work by hegdish, it's not a... Oh, it could be it doesn't work because the nasan hakesef akam loy. You have to give the actual value now. What? It can't be a promise of future kesef. Could be that's why it doesn't work. But even if you say, but it's not a proof that shtar doesn't work. It's a case where kesef doesn't work. It's shtar and kesef. What? Why is it shver on the Rajba? Because it's the same kash as the Rajba. No, because there's really two steps. The Rajba is saying that a shtar chayvus doesn't work. Like Rashi's got the din mixed up. Rashi's din that dafka by pidyon hegdish, your shtar chayvus doesn't work. The din is not true because shtar chayvus never works. That's the Rajba's kash. Rav Chanan says, even if you'll say shtar chayvus works everywhere else, Rav Chanan is saying, let's say you'll answer the Rajba's kasha, and everywhere else shtar chayvus works, I still have a shvera kasha, because even if it does work, but it works b'teres kesef, it works because it has a value. It's not working b'teres shtar.
What is it? It's not shtar or kesef.
It's kesef, but it's not kesef which is mizumin in front of you.
It is shtar kesef.
It's certainly shava kesef. If you can't use it for hegdish, you mean a ma'aseh she'eni. It's because yeah, we're gonna have a similar thing by isha. You can't be mekadesh an isha with a halvah with money you owe. The money has to be there. B'shas ma'aseh. So these are the two kashas on Rashi, which need to be answered in order to be able to use Rashi. We'd rather use Rashi if Chat in the Gemara, at least the Stavr, the din is in Stavr, but they're fitting in there. Which means it from Gabbat. So that's you're right. But we're trying to prove that you see this shtar doesn't work, the same thing shtar kedushin doesn't work. Right? This shtar doesn't work. But this shtar, the havamina it should work, is not b'tara shtar. Not b'tara shtar. The havamina it should work is b'tara kesef. So pasuk's memayin that it doesn't work. But talking about ready kesef.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. It fits into the pasuk. Rashi fits into the pasuk, but it doesn't fit into the sugya. The sugya is saying, you think shtar kedushin is such a good kinyan, but you see it doesn't work by kesef. What doesn't work by kesef? What doesn't work? That's not kinyan shtar that doesn't work by it's not kinyan shtar that doesn't work by hegdish. It's a different kinyan that doesn't work by hegdish. It's a kinyan of the money of the schaibus. The Hamakna answers Rashi. He says two terutzim. Uh, to answer Rashi. I think he means to answer for both kashas. In his first Mahalach, the Hamakta says a big chiddush. The Hamakta says that Rashi really holds like the Rashba. Rashi holds like the Rashba that you write Hegdish Zupadoi. Why was Shver on the Rashba? And why should Hegdish Zupadoi work? Rashi holds you have to do two things. You do a Kinyan Shtar with Hegdish Zupadoi. And on the side, you have to write to the Gizbar a Shtar for the money. But the Kinyan is happening with the Shtar that says Hare Hegdish Zupadoi. In other words, Rashi will agree with the Rashba in one Nakuda that the Kinyan Shtar here is a Shtar that says Hegdish Zupadoi, and that's all it says. Why does Rashi say Kosaf LeGizbar Shtar Alamamin Alamois? Because the Rashba Shita we had a Shverikite. Well, we Shver the Rashba. That how could it work? You just give Hegdish a piece of paper, it goes free. And the Damakna Rashi's saying you need both. You need one shtar that says Hari Zepodui, and that's Payal Kinyan. The Kinyan is with Hari Zupod Hegdish Zupodui. That does the Kinyan. That's one shtar. Plus, are you cheating Hegdish? So for cheating Hegdish, you have to write a separate shtar as chayvus to satisfy Hegdish. But the Kinyan, because the Kinyan can't work with the second one. Because the second one would be Teres Kesef. We want to show that Kinyan Shtar doesn't work. How do you have a case of Kinyan Shtar? The case of Kinyan Shtar is, you write Hegdish Zupadoi. You make Kinyan Shtar, just like Hegdisha. Either Mamin, Sarashi's Bavarani. You write to the Gizbar on the money. That you write. Besides that, you'll have a separate Kinyan of a Shtar that you want it to be Chal with Hegdish Zupadoi. Right, and Rashi holds that it works.
The kasha
from Pidyon HaBen. From the Gemara Mecharis, yeah. But the second kasha, that it's Kinyan Kesef, would fall off because you want to do the Kinyan with the Kinyan Shtar. What? So according to Rashi, what the Hamakta is saying is, if you wouldn't do the second Kinyan Shtar, then of course it doesn't work. Because how can Hegdish give something away with a Kinyan Shtar that just says Hari Zepodoi?
Hegdish
is getting cheated. Therefore, the Gizbar doesn't have the power to do such a thing. So Hegdish, but Gizbar can't do it. So he's going to have a Shtar moment too.
Why don't we just say it's
a
delay about saying the Kinyan is there, then it's how?
Because if you steal from Hegdish, that's Me'ilah. You'd be a mile of Hegdish. You would have a totally different dinim. That's not Pidyon Hegdish. It's not Pidyon Hegdish. Because Pidyon Hegdish means it now becomes mutter for you to use it. And in that case, it wouldn't be mutter. Now, the problem with the Hamakta's first pshat is it doesn't fit into Rashi. Rashi doesn't say it. It's missing in Rashi. So Hamakta has a second pshat. Again, to answer Rabbi Chanan's kasha and Rabbi Shimon's kasha. Now, Mark has a second shot. Will it? Will it answer? We're saying that a shtar doesn't create a chayvus. So the second shtar. So maybe it would answer the Gemara and the Chayvus. It would. I'm sorry. It would answer the Gemara B'chayrus. Now, how would it answer it? Gemara B'chayrus says that I can't make a schaivus just with a shtar. I'm not making the schaivus just with the shtar. I'm making the schaivus because I'm taking the hegdish. And by taking the hegdish, I now owe Bezdin money. Because you can't just take it and promise hegdish. You have to give something.
I owe them the money. Even if I don't write them the notes.
We have to look at that. I think that Makna means to answer to both kashas. And to say that it does work because it's an exchange. But, okay, we can look at that Makna. The Makna says a second shot in Rashi that Taka, when you give the shtar, you mean to do it out kesef. that you're doing a shtaras chayvus. You mean to do it out kesef? Does it work? Does a shtaras chayvus work by hegdish? No, because if it's not in a kesef, it can't work. However, once upon a time we learned that if you do a kinyan hamayil and a kinyan she'en hamayil at the same time, and in the same maisi you do two kinyan, one is a kinyan which works and one is a kinyan which doesn't work, and you have in mind for the one which doesn't work. So we had a site from Rabbi Kiva Eger that the kinyan hamayil works. Okay, what was the typical case? The classic case was you fall on the money. There's money on the sidewalk. You want to be kind of, you lay down on top of it to be kind of. You want to be kind of with laying on it, which is not a kinyan. But really, you're doing a kinyan arba amis, because on the sidewalk you'd be kind of with dalad amis, but you don't have a mind dalad amis. You have a mind to be kind of with lying on it. That's a case of kinyan mayel, kinyan shein mayel. We had the other case of shtar that had to shava pruta. Only because for the star, should be the Kurdish Mekesef. Rabbi Kiva Eger's side was that if you do two kinyanim at the same time, one is a kinyan ha'ena mayo, and that you have a mind for, and one is a kinyan shemayo, and that you don't have a mind for, Rabbi Kiva Eger said that it works. As a general rule, it works. There are exceptions, but generally it works. It's up to Hamakna, say Geshmak. You're giving Hegdish, what type of star, according to Rashi? Star is Chayvus. What does it say? It says Hegdish ze podui, vani chayiv la Hegdish $100. That's what it says. And you have in mind, like Rabbi Chanan says, the Kinyan Kesef, and the Gizbar has in mind Kinyan Kesef. And that doesn't work, because for Nasana Kesef, a Kamlai, you have to give actual money. You can't give star promises of money. But if there's such a thing as Kinyan Shtar by Hegdish, it should work off Kinyan Mayel, the Kinyan Sheina Mayel. We should say tak off the Kinyan Kesef, it doesn't work. Because you're not giving ready money. You're not giving cash. So Vinasana Kesef at Kamlai, it doesn't, off Kinyan Kesef, it doesn't work. Even though you have a mind Kesef, the Gizbar has a mind Kesef, it doesn't work off Kesef. But still, let it work off Kinyan Shtar. Because Lamaisa says in the Shtar that this Hegdish will now go out to Chulin. So if Kinyan Shtar works by Hegdish, it should work of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel. It should work that way. It should work. The Shtar says this Hegdish now belongs to this individual, goes out to Chulin, in exchange for a promise of $100. This is in the Shtar. I hereby obligate myself $100. In exchange for that, Hegdish Zul Chulin. Hegdish Zul Shali. So, if Kinyan Shtar works, so it should work here, even though they're not mechavin for Shtar. Rabbi Chanan is right, they're mechavin to make his chayvus. And the Rashba is right that it doesn't work. Shtar's chayvus doesn't work. Everybody's right. But it should still work as Kinyan Shtar. It should still work b'tayr Shtar. Why does it work b'tayr Shtar? Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel, if you have a mind one kinyan, you should work out the other kinyan. Elamai, Kinyan Zakta Gemara, it's a Raya Shtar is a Shvacha kinyan, because it doesn't work. But again, the Tzad it should work is because you're doing a kinyan Shtar, even though you don't have a mind a kinyan Shtar.
The case that today brings down, he does one kinyan, and he does two kinyan, one kinyan doesn't work, one kinyan does.
Right.
Here, one Shtar.
Yeah. Remember, we had the Yerushalmi. If you give a woman a shtar, you want to be a kasher woman shtar. It says Hare Atma Kadesh Yerushalmi. You give it to a lady, and the paper is worth a pruta. So the Ran said, based on the Yerushalmi, that let's say there's a psul in the shtar. Let's say the name is wrong, or the date is wrong, the shtar is possible. He's still married with Kinyan Kesef. So. So that's what Rabbi Kiva explained, that you need Daital on the Yar by Kedushin, because Kesef Kedushin has a Kedushin that you need. But I mean it as a marshal that Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel is when you're doing two Kinyanim simultaneously, and you have a mind one Kinyan, and you are also doing another Kinyan at the same time. In that case, with the same Shtar, you'd mean to do Kinyan Shtar, and you're doing Kinyan Kesef also.
Right? Just taking out the word Kesef.
Well, I meant Kesef, but Kesef doesn't work. So now let it work with Torah Shtar in our case. No. It's not Megareya. Let's say I go to a woman, I say, Hari Amukdesh the Bishtar Zu, and I'll also give you a ring. It's not Megareya, it doesn't make it worse. I have to give it a ring, but it doesn't make it worse. The Kiddush is still with the Shtar. Right.
Why doesn't the Shtar work as Shalik has been?
By way of a Hegdish?
By Hegdish, you get the Shtar.
I mean, if the Shtar is worth a Pruta?
No, since it is worth a Pruta, because the Shtar is saying that you're going
to
give him
on. So that, when Ramayi from the Nasan Akesa, you have to give ready money. You can't
why
give promises of money.
Why can't it be like what's out for? This Shtar is worth $80. This Shtar is worth money to you.
This money is worth Shtar in the marketplace. Well, in the Amakna, it's not a kasha because the Amakna is saying that the Rajba's right, Shtar's chayvus doesn't work. And I should be mighty to that. So it doesn't create a chayvus. But you still work the Torah's ki Shtar. Okay, we're going to learn Rashi, it's going to work differently in Rashi, but the way that Amakna is learning is not a kasha.
Why doesn't Rashi just say like Rashi?
The what? Why didn't Rashi do that? I think because like we jumped on the Rajba right away. What kind of gizber is this? Now it's answered. The gizber is doing it. It's tak a mistake. So. You're leading to a different question. What's going to happen? See, this becomes very complicated. So you're leading to another question. If Kiyum Ayak Yerushalayim would work, would he end up owing him the money? Owing Hegdish the money? What do you think? So we have to get into that. It's going to confuse the issue. The answer is he would owe, but not because of Shtar Haschayvus, but because he took the Hegdish and Das Kei. All right, something we could pursue, but it's going to confuse everything now. At this point, the Hamakna has two Mahalchim and Rashi. Either that Rashi is really moided to the Rajba, which is a big chiddush, doesn't say in Rashi, or at kiyamayil kiyashenamayil, Rashi wanted it to work with Torah Shtar. So these are ways to answer this nekuda of Rashi. Okay, so we're done for the moment with Rashi. We're still going to discuss it. Now we have to move on to the Ketzais. Is done on whether shtar v'schayvus is considered kesef or not, whether it creates a schayvus or not. So the Ketzais says that it's a machlokes Rashi and the Rajba and the Afei Amral. The Ketzais says that what is the side of the machlokes Rashi and the Rajba? Rashi holds shtar v'schayvus works. Taka works, the Taka creates a Schaivas. And the Rajba, proving from the case of Pidyon HaBen, proves that it doesn't work. So it's Machlokes, Rashi and the Rajba, and this is a glatt understanding of the Machlokes. Aye, what are we going to do with the Rajba's Raya? The Rajba proves from Pidyon HaBen. What? Yeah, how are we going to answer Rashi from the Rajba's kasha? That the Rajba asked on Rashi that Shtar Haschayvus doesn't work. You see, by Pidyon HaBen it doesn't work. So the Ketzais says that you can't prove anything from Pidyon HaBen that it doesn't work over there, because by Dinei Pidyon HaBen, the halacha is, could you use Shavu Kesef for Pidyon HaBen? Right, Shavu Kesef, you could use for Pidyon HaBen. Right, Taisis Burad on Beis Amid Aleph, Rav Kahana Shokol Sojur for Pidyon HaBen. You could use Shavu Kesef for Pidyon HaBen. But Karka, you can't. There's a miyut that's Mamayit Karka. You can't use Karka for Pidyon HaBen. You want to be paid to your son by giving the Kayan Karka, it doesn't work. Zaktik Tzais, every shtar, the value of every shtar includes in it a shibut karkois. Right? That's the kayach of shtar is that you're meshabit karka with it. And since part of the value of a shtar, someone gives you a shtar, he owes you a certain amount of money. So the reason it's a good shtar is because he owns real estate, and you have a lien on his real estate. So part of it is the shibud karka. So that's why it doesn't work by pinyan aben. You know why it doesn't work by pinyan aben? It's a pinyan aben dikadim. That by pinyan aben, karka doesn't work. And by mele shtar shibud karka also doesn't work. The Rajba wanted to prove from pinyan aben that hu adin kol ha-Torah kula, that shtaris chayvus doesn't work. So tiktsais, the Rajba made a mistake. Rashi will answer that really shtaris chayvus works everywhere. By pinyan aben, it's a separate din in pinyan aben. The shtar shibud karkois doesn't work by pinyan aben. So it's not a right to call Torah kula. What? Can't be paid. I mean, by Hegdish, there's also a miyot. By Hegdish, there's also a miyot. Which miyot? The nasna kesef atamla. Unless it's from the klal part of klal, like Taisa said on Beis Amud Aleph. So what's the Ktsais saying? The Ktsais is saying, let me just make the cheshbon. Ktsais is saying that really shtaris chayvus works everywhere. Rashi's right. Either Rashi is the kesha from pinyan aben, that's special by pinyan aben, it doesn't work. By Hegdish Umayis is saying, why doesn't it work? Because it's not a kesha for kamloi. That's what he seems to be saying. That it doesn't work by Hegdish Umayis is saying, because of not a kesha for kamloi, that's the time it doesn't work. And from that, the Gemara is bringing a proof. Okay. So.
It doesn't have karka.
What?
It doesn't own karka. Do you use shtar to be
part of it? It's a good question. As long as you have a person that doesn't own karka and he's being mechayiv himself with a shtar eschayivus, I would guess that a shtar eschayivus on 5 shkolin to someone who doesn't have karka is not worth 5 shkolin. So you're telling me a rabbi shtar eschayivus is 10 shkolin. So that would be worth 5 shkolin. So could he be paid to his son with such a shtar?
Yeah, but even for 5 shkolin,
because
the
maid gave
a
5 shkolin,
even though
it itself
is
not
worth
5
shkolin,
but
the
maid
saying
shtar,
there is such a thing as a shtar koyi. But if the koyi is not getting 5 shkolin, even if I have tax, it's not worth a full 5.
So he's going on the Ketzais. So everyone's starting up with the Ketzais. Ketzais says that the reason it doesn't work by pinyan aben is because it's a shtar kishibud karkois. You're asking, you could have shtaris from a person who doesn't own karka, and there is no shibud karka. So who says it's mimoyit? Anybody have a tarot?
So further in the Ketzais that
that's the Beis Halevi. So. Okay, that's all right. Let's try. That's the second Mahalach. Okay. All right. This is the way the Ketzais answers Rashi. That again, that really shtaris chayvus works everywhere else. But yeah, that is different because it's a shtar shibud karkos. Beis Halevi asks a kasha on this Ketzais. Let's see exactly how it's kasha. Beis Halevi says the second teretz on Rashi. Beis Halevi, again, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav Gimel, says a second teretz. Also, that really everywhere is shtaris chayvus is chal. You could make a shtaris chayvus. Pinyan aben is different. Why? So Beis Halevi says a very geshmaka reason. He says, normally, a shtaris chayvus means what? Normally, a shtaris chayvus is something where, till now, I didn't owe you money. And now I write a shtar, I plan to give you a gift. I create a chiyav with a shtar as chayvus. Creating a chiyav with a shtar as chayvus, such a shtar has a taikif, and it's chal. Rashi shita is that a shtar as chayvus is chal, it has a tkifus and it's chal. However, by Pidyon HaBen, does the shtar create the chayv by Pidyon HaBen? No. He owes money off Pidyon HaBen beforehand. The Torah says he owes money. He really owes money anyhow. So he owes the money no matter what. So now he wants to write a shtar. What's the shtar doing? He's just saying which kain he's going to give it to. That's all. But it's not a shtar that creates a chayv. A shtar that doesn't create a chayv, so that the Gemara Taka says in the Chayr is such a shtar, it doesn't, you can't make a shtar who I'm going to give it to. Then I'll give it to you instead of a different kayin. That's not a shtar. What? Right.
So
you're not creating a chayv. You're just creating. It's a promise to give it to someone. So that, you see, Rashi holds a shtar as chayv as a chayv. Something happens. If I write a shtar promising to smile to you tomorrow. So that's not a chayiv me. I promise to do it to Tevis HaNoah. Well, it's just Tevis HaNoah. Tevis HaNoah is not moment.
But when he tells the Tevis he's going to give it to him, that makes the Ishtar is better.
No. It's just saying that I'm going to do you a favor tomorrow. And not creating a chayiv. I'm going to do you a Tevis tomorrow. I have the Tevis HaNoah. I give it to whoever I want. I'm going to give it to you. But it's not a chayiv as a month. So from the fact that that doesn't work in Masechtas Bechayris, you can't prove that a shtar which creates a Eschaivus doesn't work. Maybe shtar, if it's creating a Eschaivus, such a shtar, maybe does have a taikif. It's not the same as a shtar which is stating an old Eschaivus and just promising it to one person. It's something called a Kinyan Devarim. Kinyan Devarim means, it's not no mamon, it's just a Kinyan I promise to do your taifa tomorrow. I just promised to do you a favor tomorrow. That's not. You can't do a kinyan on that. You can do a kinyan on mamon. If the chayv is an old chayv that I own to the shevet kahuna, I just say I'm going to give it to you. So that the Gemara Mechayra says is no good. If you tell me it's good, maybe I can be done that it's good. But the Gemara Mechayra says is no good. But that doesn't prove that it's not a kasha on Rashi. There's no such thing as a shtar as chayv. There is such a thing as a shtar as chayv. That's how the Beis Halel
holds. You're not creating a new Eschaivus, you're just transferring it from the Hekdesh thing.
I Hekdesh. Okay, I didn't owe Hekdesh money. Until now, I didn't owe Hekdesh money. I'm now going to owe Hekdesh money.
No, I owed it Hekdesh and Oyvah. That's worth $500. Transferring it from that Behema to a Kepta.
A Behema, you can't be paid the Behema. I mean, Kedush Tzedek HaBayis. Whatever, there's a table, and it belongs to Hekdesh.
The table has a value, it belongs to Hekdesh. I'm transferring that value to money. I'm not creating a new stipend.
But I am creating, I didn't owe Hekdesh money a minute ago, and by giving this star, I will
I
now own
value. I owe Shabbat Kepler. I make what this is. I'm transferring from the table to cash. In fact, I can give another table if I want.
But you're missing the point. Well, even if what you're saying is true, you can't prove to me from Pidyon HaBen that such a shtar doesn't work. When I take a shtar and I want the table of Hekdesh, it's true, it's a good deal. I'm giving $100, I'm getting a table worth $100. It's true, it's a good deal. But the shtar is still creating something. Rashi Shita is that a shtar could create his chayvus. Now, the Rashba says there's no such thing because I see by Pidyon HaBen it doesn't work. If Rashi holds that a shtar could create a chayvus, whether it's for a gift, well, you're right, this is different. Here, it's an exchange for a table. But still, I want the shtar to create this chayvus. I can't prove that a shtar doesn't create a chayvus because by Pidyon HaBen, it doesn't work. It's no shaykhus to Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, I'm not creating any chayvus of money. So you can't prove to me from Pidyon HaBen to all these cases that it doesn't work. That's all I'm saying. You're saying a chilek. It's good chilek, but you can't prove that it doesn't work. The only proof it doesn't work is a Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is no proof. It's a different kind of shtar.
Okay.
At any rate, the what? From we can't learn from Mahechet that it does work because Mahechet takes it works. Rashi is saying it works. The Rashba says that's not. The Gemara could be talking about a different type of shtar. Notice Rashi can't say his pshat and then use it as a proof if there's another way to learn the sugi. But anyway, this is what do we have today? We have the Hamaknis to Mahalchim in Rashi and the Ktsaisim Beis Halevi to Mahalchim in Rashi. The Hamakna in his two Mahalchim in Rashi said that Taka Shtaris Chayvus does not work, but it should work either Al Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan She'ena Mayel, or Al the Cheshbon of the Rashba. The Tzais and Beis Halevi's two ways of learning Rashi are ways of saying that really Shtaris Chayvus does work. Shtaris Chayvus does work, according to Rashi. Pinyan Ben is different. Tremendous nafkamina, which way we go to answer Rashi. Okay, the first two ways, Amakna's two ways, we were saying Rashi takol shtaris chayvus does not work. In our sugya, it should work, alkin yamayel, kin she'ena mayel, or the other cheshbon, two shtaris. Both the Beis Halevi and Ketzais are not doing that. They're saying, no, Rashi's right, shtaris chayvus works. There's a very big nafkamina between the two. Now, you can argue with this, and it's good you should argue. You should just know that it's a tumult in the Paiskim, the Heintige Paiskim. Let's say you give someone a check for a gift. Okay, a check, what is a check? It's a shtar. It's a letter to the bank, asking the bank is holding your money. You're asking the bank, do me a favor and give the money you're holding, give it to Pliny. If I give a gift, I give someone a gift, a check. And the next day, I want to change my mind. I don't want to give it to him. I regret giving it to him. Can I retract? Can I bounce the check? All right, the fee that I'm going to be mechayev him by bouncing the check, I have to pay him because I'm causing him a hezek. But I want to retract it. I call him up. I tell him, listen, I gave you a check yesterday. I'm not. I regret it. You know, and I want to retract.
Don't steal all the money.
Huh?
Don't steal all the money.
You don't.
Don't steal all the money.
No, I didn't know him. I'm giving you as a gift. So do I still owe him money? If I tell someone I'll give you a gift, I can change my mind. If I tell someone. If I write someone a shtar that says, I'm going to give you a gift, go pick it up at the bank where I have money. Can I retract that? Mechaira, it's totally in these ways of learning. The way the Tzais and Beis Halevi learned Rashi. That a shtaris chayvus creates a chiyuv, it would seem that a check is a shtaris chayvus. Now you can argue. We can argue about what's a check. It's an interesting question. But certainly there's a strong tzad to say in many poskim neman that a shtar check creates a chayvus. It's a shtar to create a chayvus. If you learn like Rashi, the way the tzais learned, if taka creates a chayvus, you have to pay.
If you have to replace it?
If the check would be lost, you have to replace it. Because you owe him money. If it gets lost, and you admit you wrote it, and if you deny it, we'll never know. But you admit you wrote a check, and he said, so I owe him money. Yeah. So I would owe him the money. That's the way it would come out, according to the way Tzaisen Beis Halevi understand Rashi. The way that Makna understands, and which is the Rashba, apparently the Rashba Shita, there's no such thing as a shtar as chayvus. Can't do pinyan aben with such a shtar. Can't give a check at a pinyan aben. This doesn't create a chayvus at all. You can argue, and the place can talk about what is a check. Is a check really a shtar? That's a contemporary issue. What's a check? But by mentioning this example, I just mean to show you the machlokes here. That's the whole thing we're talking about today. Is this issue. And it's totally pashtus and this machlekes rishayim and asugim and how to learn the Gemara and Bechairis. Now we still have one nakuda left, and that is to explain the Rashba. We spent today on Rashi, so we still have in the Kuda, which we'll begin with tomorrow, which is the Rashba. I would suggest, and again, we are not going to cover a lot more ground tomorrow. The Makish of Ayelitzia is also a sugya we have to spend some time on. I would strongly suggest there's a Reb Chaim, and Dinei Maaseh Sheni. It's a bit of a complicated Reb Chaim to go into when you're learning Kedushin, because it's mostly on different sugya. However, in the Tabas HaChleishim, on this Ketzais, in the Kuf Tzadik, Sifkat Nvav, the Tabas HaChleishim is a Sefer on the Ketzais. In the first paragraph, Tabas HaChleishim, Chela Gimel, Simen Kuf Tzadik, Ketzais Vav. The first paragraph, he asks a third kasha on Rashi. Today we only discussed two kashas on Rashi. He asks a different kasha on Rashi, and brings the Reb Chaim to answer it. It's a very good Maramokim, because he brings, there's a gift in that sefer, things are written very clearly and concisely. He brings the Reb Chaim, it's the two dinim Reb Chaim, yeah, two dinim in Pinyan Maaseh Sheni and Pinyan Hegdish. And with that, that'll be the aside which we're going to use tomorrow, and then we'll get into Makish Avayu Yetzirah. Thank you.